You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX. A small flowering plant that grows only in southwest Idaho is about to go back on the endangered species list. Slickspot peppergrass has been there before in 2009, but its status as threatened was challenged by Governor Butch Otter. After years of legal wrangling, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plans to put it back on the list next month. Ian Robertson has a unique perspective on the plant. The Boise State biology professor has for nearly a decade been studying how Owyhee harvester ants affect slickspot peppergrass. Robertson says the ants eat other things too, but to them, the peppergrass seeds are like chocolate is to humans. Seed predation is just one factor, along with wildfire, climate change, and habitat loss, that's affecting the plant. I caught up with Robertson in his classroom at Boise State.
It's a rare plant found only in southwestern Idaho, between New Plymouth and Glens Ferry, bordered by the Snake River and the foothills. There's another population in the Jarbidge area of southwestern Idaho. The plant has unusual habitat requirements, very specific habitat requirements. It grows in soil conditions known as slick spots, which are areas that are primarily devoid of other vegetation. They have high salt content, higher water content, and this plant thrives in it where it lives, whereas other plants can't tolerate those conditions. With a rare species, it's always a challenge to figure out the factors that are contributing to its success or failures. And gathering the data needed for this takes time, takes a lot of effort. The work I'm doing is just one aspect of that, looking at seed loss and offspring recruitment. Other aspects include things like pollination, gene flow, and other factors that influence population viability.
And how have you seen in the field this plant is doing? Is it thriving? Is it failing?
Well, because of its very unique habitat requirements, you know, it's not found in many locations. In some years, we see many plants at these specific locations. Other years, we find almost none. It seems it's largely tied to overwintering weather conditions. But we don't fully understand the role of things like seed predators or pollinators on this plant's success.
What's the future of the plant and of your research?
Well, in terms of the plant, it's difficult to say. I mean, there are lots of challenges for it. For example, simply habitat loss is a big problem here. We have changing fire regimes that are removing sagebrush habitat, and it's being replaced by grasslands. In terms of my own research, we know that the harvester ants do very well when there is less sagebrush and more grassland. And we know that the harvester ants eat many of the seeds of slickspot peppergrass when they are available to them. So currently my research is focusing on trying to really establish the impact that ants have on peppergrass populations.
We've mentioned ants and we've mentioned habitat. What else is threatening this plant?
One potential problem is just changing climate. We're not sure about this yet. We're still trying to even figure out how climate or how weather patterns influence this plant in general. But we do know that the precipitation and temperatures they experience over the winter are very important to their survival. And if those things are changing over time, that may have an important effect on population growth and sustainability.
And I'm sure there are other issues that, you know, wildfire, grazing, all those issues come into play.
Yes, off-road vehicle use, wildfires, certainly. You know, I think one of the more significant problems is that when sagebrush is lost through wildfire, through whatever type of habitat conversion, it's not being replaced by sagebrush. It's being replaced by grasslands, including cheatgrass and other invasive species. We're losing the forb species that occur here naturally. It increases the fire regime and so forth. And so all these things combined make for a very challenging life for these plants. If the habitat was much closer to its natural state, many of these concerns probably wouldn't be there.
And what's special about this plant?
Well, it's a species native to the area. It's a sort of unique representative of our local flora. And, you know, I guess you could think of it as perhaps a bit of a barometer for the health of the environment out here, the ecosystem. Because it has very tight requirements, any changes to those conditions can signal to us that the system itself is not functioning as it once did. So, you know, as opposed to a species that might be ubiquitous and very flexible in its requirements, you wouldn't necessarily see any changes as a function of habitat change, whereas with slick spot peppergrass, changes, even small changes to the environment, might have important impacts on their survival.
Boise State biology professor Ian Robertson is studying how slick spot peppergrass plants do when the Owyhee harvester ants are taken away. And he's trying to plant seeds in new areas to see if slick spot peppergrass can expand its range.